This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. The Florida Inventors Hall of Fame recently inducted its fifth class. And while Edwin Link, Dr. Herbert Wertheim, and Sarah Blakely may not be household names, their inventions, the flight simulator, ultraviolet light absorbers for glasses, and the Spanx brand undergarments, are used worldwide. Another inductee, University of South Florida alum Dr. Philip Furman, holds 20 patents related to antiviral drugs. The most well-known of those is AZT, which treats HIV infections, but Furman's discoveries also have led to drugs that fight herpes and hepatitis B and C. I spoke to Furman, who got his master's from USF in 1972, after this year's induction ceremony in Tampa. I wanted to know what he learned at USF that put him on the path that led to the Inventors Hall of Fame.
Well, I think there are a lot of things that I gained from my time at USF. Certainly learned more about how to study, but more importantly, I got directions from my mentor, Dr. John Betts, on where to go with my career. It was because of him that I went on to get a PhD and to work with animal viruses, which includes human viruses.
And then your work with viruses led to the invention of AZT, which treats HIV, and also other drugs that treat diseases like hepatitis B, hepatitis C. What's it like when you make those discoveries, but more importantly, what's it like when you know that these drugs are helping so many people?
Well, it is just so rewarding when we find out that the drug has been approved and it actually is helping people to have a better life, to live longer. So it's really a wonderful feeling to have been able to be involved in that.
At one point in your career, you founded your own company, Triangle Pharmaceuticals. What's it like for a scientist to cross over into the business world? We talk to a lot of scientists, and they always tell us that that's, you know, something that they never thought they'd be able to do or have the ability to do, and then they kind of surprise themselves.
It was quite a transition. It's very exciting to start with, developing your own company. I was one of three of us that co-founded the company. There was diversity between the three of us. I was the chief scientific officer. Dr. David Berry was the clinical specialist, and he had the business sense along with Nick Ellis. Nick Ellis was a virologist as well. So we had kind of a nice group that was necessary to pull this together.
You just were named to the Florida Inventors Hall of Fame, the first USF alumni to actually be in that class. You're now sitting alongside such names as Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, John Gorey, the inventor of air conditioning. What does that feel like?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. It has taken a long time for me to really accept this, you know, that I am a part of the Florida Inventors Hall of Fame. As I said in my opening statements, I was stunned. I was shocked. I never, ever anticipated receiving such an honor.
And lastly, what advice would you have for aspiring inventors, aspiring entrepreneurs, and scientists who are just trying to help people out?
I would tell them to believe in yourself, be creative, be open, keep an open mind, and to learn, constantly learn, because the world is changing, things are changing in science. I think those things would help a great deal for somebody that wants to get into research and into biotech.
You can see pictures from Furman's induction on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.